Welcome back to Spotlighting the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores. My guest today is former Texas A&M University Commerce linebacker Bryn Roy.
Kickoff!
Thank you for being with us, Bryn. Now, if you could, please tell us where you're from.
Born in Calgary, Alberta, raised in Dale Mead, which is a small, probably, I guess, about 20, 30 miles outside of the city of Calgary, on a little, I guess it was a little ranch, you know. It was small, more of an acreage than a ranch, but we had cattle and horses, and we raised the cattle and trained our own horses.
First and 10.
Royce said that there is one person who really influenced his dream about one day becoming a cowboy.
I always followed my dad, you know, around. He actually won the world. He was a world champion steer wrestler in 1992. He actually won the Canadian championship in 1991, I believe. It was either 1990 or 1991, and then he won it also in 1992. So 1992 was a pretty big year. That kind of set up, kind of paved the way for, I guess, my family as far as that goes. That's kind of what I was brought up doing, and how I was raised was rodeoing and wanting to be a cowboy.
Second and long.
Roy didn't play organized football until his eighth grade year, but he said he fell in love with it and made it one of his goals to one day play professionally. His story includes him leaving home and coming to the U.S. in search of this dream.
As soon as I started calling, Coach Williams was the defensive coordinator at the time. He called me back, and I got my release and everything from Adams State, and they sent me out on a trip right away. They set everything up, and I got on an airplane and got picked up at the airport and came, and Coach Morris was just, he was the head coach here at the time, and the thought of being around a person like that, you know, who had, to have a coach like that who'd seen what he'd seen and been to the pinnacle of his career that he had, I was like, well, I want to surround myself around this.
Third and goal.
Roy went on to get drafted by the Montreal Alouettes of the CFL, but he maintains that he will one day play in the NFL.
I signed a two-year option, so a three-year deal with them, which is great, you know, but that's in the CFL. You know, if I happen to get an NFL shot, I'm definitely, you know, I can go, and I'm going to.
Fourth down.
Roy achieved one of his dreams of playing professional football. So what else is next for this young man?
I don't think you're going to see me as one of those players who's playing, you know, into their late 30s and trying to keep the dream alive, because my dream is happening right now, and I'm setting a lot of goals and achieving a lot of goals, and I would like to play until, you know, I kind of get that voice in my head that says, you know, you've proven yourself, you know, you've done what you came here to do.
Red Zone.
This has been Spotlighting the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores on your station, 88.9 KETR.